we are going to pump you up. A study out this week finds that music with a heavy bass line makes people feel more powerful. It's the secret behind pump-up songs. Adam Galinsky is one of the study's authors. He explained how the experiment worked.
We had a number of different individuals listen to a variety of different songs, and we just asked them to rate how much did that song make you feel power. And then what we did in our studies, we just took three songs that were rated as making people feel the most powerful. We Will Rock You by Queen, Get Ready for This, Too Unlimited, In the Club, 50 Cent.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a
cup. And three songs that people rated as making them feel the least powerful. Because We Can by Fatboy Slim, We Let the Dogs Out by Baha Man, and Big Papa, Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, so then you asked people in the study to do tasks while they listened to either the high power songs or the low power songs. What sort of things were they doing?
So here's one of the tasks we did. People come in and they have an opportunity to roll a die. And if they get the number that they yell out before the die gets rolled, they get $5. So they're highly motivated. They want to win. You know, they want to get the right number. But we give them a choice. Do you want to roll the die yourself, or do you want the experimental roll the die? And what we find is usually, you know, a little bit more than 50% of people want to roll the die themselves. But in our case, when people listen to high power music, they wanted to roll the die themselves 86% of the time. And so what you can see here is it's making people sort of more action oriented.
My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind.
Is there a way to correct for other influences? Like, how do you know it's not the lyrics or the volume or something else?
Yeah, we could control for the amount of volume, for example, in the headsets, and we matched those all perfectly. We also then pre-tested the lyrics to make sure that just reading the lyrics didn't make people feel more powerful. But what we did in our final studies, we said, well, can we isolate a bass sound? Because deep voices tend to be associated with power, and we know that bigger, stronger bodies tend to produce deeper voices. And so what we did, and we took a piece of music that no one had ever heard before, and we simply manipulated the amount of bass that was in the music. And what we found is that when the song had higher bass in the music, that actually made them feel more powerful.
You basically just cranked up the bass knob for the same song.
Yeah, basically just cranked up the bass knob.
What does feeling more powerful do for you? Do you do better at certain things? Do you have more energy and stamina?
Yeah, I mean, all those things. People who have been made to feel more powerful can endure more pain. We've shown that if you prime people to think about power before they walk into an interview, they're like more than twice as likely to get, these were business school applications, but get selected into the business school than if they had thought about a time when they had low power. I think music is a really interesting one because music can not only make you feel powerful, but make the whole group feel powerful.
So individual application might be listen to Skrillex or some dubstep before a big job interview.
Yeah, one of the things I think that's real is what you want to do as an individual is find the piece of music that makes you feel powerful. It may be music that helps you do this. It may be the superwoman pose. You want to find the thing that works for you. But there's something out there that can work for everyone.
Adam Galinsky is a psychologist at Columbia Business School. He and Dennis Hsu have just published a study showing that heavy bass lines in music make people feel more powerful. Adam, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tell us what makes you feel powerful. Tweet at NPRWATC and use the hashtag NPRPowerMusic. We're putting together an invincible Spotify playlist.